Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about, I want to remind you about something that you've heard me say before. You've heard me say that just like you, I am a small business owner. The only thing different about your business and my business is what we sell. I sell a different product, a different service than you. Not too many people do what I do, but the rest of it is identical to your business. Other than what we sell, everything else that you face in your small business, I either have faced or am facing. And some of it has been ugly. Some of it was tough. Some of it was really tough. And I mean, when you talk about bootstrapping a business, being undercapitalized, et cetera, not knowing whether you were going to make it the next day, never mind the next day, times when I thought I wasn't going to make it the next hour, when I could have taken bankruptcy but didn't, et cetera, et cetera. I've been through it all, folks. And so when I talk about things on the show to you, you know that I'm not pontificating. I'm not sitting up on a perch. I'm not in an ivory tower. I'm out here on the concrete, on the pavement, on Main Street with you. And I've got dirt under my fingernails, and my knees of my jeans are worn, and I got calluses on my hand because I'm doing just what you do. And I've made the mistakes. I've made all the mistakes you can make. And I've learned from those. And that's what I try to bring back to you. And one of the things I'd like to talk to you about now is retirement, planning for retirement. I like to talk about the comparison of a small business, the experience of being a small business owner to comparing that to raising a teenager. You know, a small business is like a teenager in this way. You always love it, but you won't always like it. And the second way that a small business is like a teenager, it will always have its hand out for money. You can never give it enough money. No matter how much money you have, there will always be a place in the small business to invest it. Reasonable things, justified things, they'll always be there. But what I want to do is remind you that never more is that last thing true about the money than when you should be funding a retirement plan that's separate from your future expectations from company assets. A retirement plan that doesn't include selling your business, even selling the real estate, but a separate parallel universe of retirement planning. As in the past, we polled small business owners about their retirement planning and in the past, and we did it again recently. We asked them this question. Will you contribute to a qualified retirement plan this year? This was an online poll recently. Will you contribute to a qualified retirement plan? What we learned was that 42% of our folks said that they are planning funding a plan this year. That's great. Four out of ten. But the other 58% either aren't able to fund the plan they have, or they don't have one. And by the way, these percentages have not improved since the last survey. Okay, so here are three reasons why small business owners don't fund a retirement plan. Here's the first reason. The business never achieves the financial critical mass that's necessary for the owner to carve out the income to fund a program. And unfortunately, this is true for way too many small businesses. You never get to the funding critical mass, the financial critical mass. Number two, you convince yourself that the business will provide for you in retirement, and that's handy when you're trying to justify paying the business first, like I talked about a minute ago. You convince yourself that the business will take care of you. Well, sometimes this works out, but sadly, way too many times, it doesn't. And the third reason is you never get started budgeting for a retirement contribution. There are many ways the government hinders you, small business owners, and me, but one of the things that they don't do is one of the things that they don't hinder us in is in the area of pre-tax retirement programs. They provide many of those. There are several qualified plans that allow you and me to provide for our retirement with tax-deferred contributions. And there are several that allow you to include your employees in the plan if you want to, which not only is good for them, but it helps you attract and keep better people. So here's a partial list of some of the prominent things that you can work on for your own parallel universe retirement plan. The traditional IRA, the individual retirement account, right? It's been around, it's almost 40 years old. I think later this year it'll turn 40. But that's just for you, all by yourself. Then there's a simplified employee pension plan and the savings incentive match plan for employees, the SEP and the SIMPLE. Those are two. And both of those include employee participation, which also the 401k, the traditional 401k does that as well. So those are just a few of the more prominent ones that you can use. Now, it's too late to fund your IRA for 2012 deductions. You can go ahead and start funding it, though, for your 2013. Do it. Start it now. Start the budget process. Remember the third point I made. You never start budgeting for retirement contributions. That's the third and one of the biggest mistakes that we make. We all make. Folks, I've made this mistake. I'm telling you, I didn't start early enough. I justified feeding my business. It took me a while to grow my business to the point where I could fund something. And then I kept justifying paying my business first. Then I failed to budget. I failed to plan. And I'm telling you, don't do that. Start early. Be sure to check with a qualified advisor, folks. You got to do that. And they'll help you find which one of these is the best for you. And you can have multiples. You can have more than one of these going. Also, IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov. A lot of resources there that will help you understand these things. Folks, you might sell your business for a lot of money one day, but just in case you don't, take advantage of one of these tax-deferred retirement plans. Make the commitment. Budget for and start funding a retirement plan this year, even if it's just $100. Do it. Just get started, folks. Build a vessel, establish the vessel to put it in, and get started. Do it for you. Do it for your family. 20 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.